This is the Midday Market Report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farmer's Edge. I'm Riley Smith. We're on the phone right now with John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. And here at Midday, John, what are we seeing going on in the grain markets?
Well, we got mostly lower, a little bit of supportive buying in the wheat market so far this morning, at least in a couple classes. But it's been a difficult morning in that corn market. First off, they continue heavy pressure on that July contract. A couple things probably coming into play. I think the market's trying to adjust itself to maybe a slowing of demand if we do see the South American crop come into the marketplace like ever the market's anticipating. There's some whispering numbers that the corn crop in Brazil is phenomenal, and it's going to be 140 million metric tons. That's 10 million metric tons above what the USDA has it pegged at. And if you put that in bushel wise, that's about 360, 370 million bushels more of corn that's going to be available this summer out of Brazil. I think that's something that's really weighed on that July contract the past couple of days, plus just some technical selling that's kind of come into play here as well. That in December futures or new crop futures seeing pressure, just kind of in sympathy with that July being down. But again, you're still looking at a wetter forecast here, at least going into the first part of June. Some warmer temperatures now, pretty much what we need to get this crop moving.
That again was John Heinberg of Total Farm Marketing. We'll look at the numbers next.
Get more value from your soil testing this year and better service for your team. Book your spring or fall soil testing now until April 30th and receive free scouting software. Retailers and agronomists, don't wait. Get this free service that will set your team ahead of the competition. Visit FarmersEdgeLabs.com or contact lab sales at farmersedge.ca to claim this special offer. Farmers Edge Labs, soil test with the best.
At Midday, July corn down 6 1/4 at 444 3/4. July soybeans down 2 1/2 at 1046 even. July soybean meal up 3.10 at 296.80. July soybean oil down $1.05 at 47.88. On the Merck, June live cattle up $1.20 at $2.15.12. August feeders up $3.35 at $2.98.97. June lean hogs down 10 cents at $100.17. June pork cutout went unchanged at $105.67. In June class 3 milk down 7 cents at $19.28. Those are your midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.